This is the podcast from JNS Pediatrics. Hello and welcome. I'm Natalie Pinsham, and I'll be reading a summary of an article on oncology published on July 12th, 2013. Isolated tumorous Langerhans cell histiocytosis of the brainstem, a diagnostic and therapeutic challenge. A case report by Ame Savardikar and colleagues. Isolated tumorous Langerhans cell histiocytosis, or LCH lesions, of the CNS are very rare. The authors report a solitary CNS LCH lesion of the brainstem in a 7-year-old boy, primarily presenting as right cerebellopontine syndrome. MR imaging revealed a well-defined, rounded, solid lesion involving the right middle cerebellopeduncle and dorsal aspect of the pons. The lesion was iso-intense on T1-weighted images, hypo-intense on T2-weighted images, intensely enhancing with contrast administration, and showing moderate perilesional edema. Intraoperatively, the lesion was firm, non-suckable, mildly vascular, firmly adherent to the surrounding brainstem, and not amenable to removal even with a Cavitron ultrasound aspirator. The initial histopathological impression was of an inflammatory lesion with high suspicion for tuberculosis. A second biopsy and review revealed atypical histiocytes that were positive for CD68, CD1A, and S100 protein, leading to the diagnosis of CNS-LCH. In hindsight, the presence of ill-formed granulomas, sometimes seen in LCH pathology, and the fact that Langerhans cells may mimic epithelioid cells seen in tuberculosis could have led the authors to overlook the rare entity of CNS-LCH. The lesson learned is that nuclear atypia in epithelioid cells should be investigated with immunohistochemical studies. 6 courses of cladribine were administered. At his 1-year follow-up, the patient shows clinical improvement and the CNS lesion has shown partial response with greater than 60% regression. Thank you for listening. JNS PG podcast content is now contained in the American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at www.thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter, and please like us on Facebook at Journal of Neurosurgery Publishing Group.